Every year, thousands of people travel to Punxsutawney to witness Punxsutawney Phil's weather forecast. If he sees his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of winter. If not, we get an early spring. WPSU's Ann Danahy embedded herself with Phil's inner circle as they were getting ready for Phil's big day.
John Griffiths is chopping up vegetables for Phil's lunch.
I'm cutting up sweet potatoes, listeners.
The groundhog dines in style. Griffiths is a handler in what's known as Punxsutawney Phil's inner circle. His duties include everything from preparing snacks for the famous groundhog to handling him on Groundhog Day.
Cutting up an apple.
Punxsutawney Phil snacks on hand-cut fruits and vegetables and naps on a bed of hay. He and his groundhog wife, Phyllis, live in their own zoo at the town library. Visitors can peer in through an outside window. We turn to Phil and Phyllis for a sneak preview about what will happen tomorrow.
Do you want to tell me what you're going to forecast on Groundhog Day?
We took that as a filibuster. Griffith says the inner circle does not get inside information either.
And you're saying that nobody knows ahead of time what's going to happen?
Absolutely not. My gosh.
Griffiths has been a member of Phil's inner circle for about 20 years. As a handler, he works directly with Phil, often sporting a top hat and tuxedo. AJ DeRoom is a newer member of the inner circle. He says Phil is the only weather forecasting groundhog in the world. They like to recognize his stature.
As we consider him, he is the king of the animal kingdom. We have to honor him, and we do that with the tuxedo and top hats.
Phil's inner circle insists the same groundhog has been making the prediction for more than 130 years. The secret, the elixir of life. One sip of the special drink gives Phil another 7 years. But what's in it? Griffiths won't say.
It's a secret that's been passed down from handler to handler for generations.
Another secret is how Phil gets from his home in the library to the big event, which takes place at Gobbler's Knob outside of town. Griffiths likes to say Phil is taken by way of secret tunnels to throw off anyone who might be following them.
It's like a catacomb down there.
The tunnels are unconfirmed. However, Phil travels to Gobbler's Knob. Once he's there, he waits in a hollowed-out tree stump for the big moment. At about 7:25 in the morning, the president of the inner circle taps on the door 3 times. Phil is brought out, and it's up to the president to decipher whether Phil has seen his shadow. Griffiths says a cane made from the wood of an acacia tree allows President Bill Dealey to translate Phil's forecast.
He doesn't speak to Phil. This is kind of a misnomer going around. He interprets what Phil says through a series of whistles and clicks and any kind of noise that he makes.
The prediction, they say, is right every time. Frank Star Lunch co-owner Frank Hetrick says the locals are believers.
Oh, absolutely it is true.
But are there any non-believers?
Oh, there are a few, but they're Patriots fans.
We'll find out soon if we're getting 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. Either way, Punxsutawney Phil and his inner circle will be ready. I'm Ann Danahy, WPSU.